Andrew Kelleher, Shaw and Partners with us. Morning, Andrew.
Very good morning, Heather.
Okay, what did you make of that survey of manufacturing for Q1?
Yeah, this is quite a big data dump from Stats New Zealand. So it's called the Business Financial Data for the first quarter. And it's one of the last sort of key inputs into our first quarter growth, our GDP number due to be released that's next week, 18th of the 6th. Now, you got to admit, Heather, this data is quite historical. I mean, we're halfway through June. This is quasi-medieval, really. I mean, we talk about numbers from January and February, but look, it provides an important starting point for the second quarter, and it gives you a read on the sort of momentum we carried into the quarter and now, which is Q2. Focus tends to settle on, within this data, on the economic survey of manufacturing. And if I compare the March quarter to the December quarter, the volume of manufacturing rose 3.6%. That's seasonally adjusted. Price effect is taken out. In December, it fell 0.4%, so a big improvement. Value of total manufacturing sales rose 2.8%. Again, the December quarter was a 0.8% rise, so a lift. So the numbers look, dare I say it, or is this too emotive? The numbers look quite robust. It includes meat and dairy, so it includes the agri products. They were the biggest contributor. You strip those out and there's only a 1.6% lift in volumes. Now, on that agri front, Heather, I am heading down to field days today, so I will let you know tomorrow what the agri vibe is like. But back to the data, if you wind the lens out and compare the data to last March, a 3% gain in the volume of finished goods. So the thing is, Heather, if I compare this to the last sort of big input to Q1 GDP was that building work put in place, which we talked about. That was below expectations. This one maybe offsets that to a little degree. We'll wait for the real numbers now next week for GDP. BNZ yesterday put out an estimate of 0.9%, which is, pretty good and pretty much where the RBNZ saw it.
Good stuff. I'm looking forward to hearing what you think of field days. Talk me through the consumer spending.
Yeah, another day, another bank opening the books on their customers' consumer spending. This is the big reg bank, Westpac Retail Spending Pulse. Now, the ANZ numbers showed quite a good rebound from the previous month, but on the face of it, the Westpac numbers look a little softer. Their measure, per person spending on Westpac debit and credit cards, adjusted for normal seasonal swings, it's fallen 0.3%. Now, just the longer term trend there, if you go back since the start of the year, I mean, spending levels are basically tracking sideways. The ANZ, similar to the ANZ numbers, they picked up the drop in spending on fuel because prices fell. Note that prices, even though they fell, they're still well above where they were before the Middle East conflict. Westpac saw a modest easing in grocery spending, so the cost of living pressures continuing to bite. So there's a trend towards getting the essentials, so that people are putting the Tim Tams back on the shelf and taking the cheap bickies. Another similar trend to ANZ, spending in restaurants and on takeaways has picked up. So fewer bucks going on fuel, discretionary spending budget goes up. You can go out and get yourself a cheeky butter chicken or whatever. The quarterly growth on spending running at 0.7%. Go back to earlier this year, that number was 2-3%. So according to their numbers, we are cutting back. Just one piece of this data that I had to, my eye was drawn to, Heather. No prizes for guessing which region has the most robust spending. Bottom of the South Island, Otago South. And that's just the place to be, isn't it?
Yeah, totally. Okay, yep. Now give me the numbers.
Okay, so the Dow Jones is down. So it's very volatile at the moment. And perhaps over the next couple of days, we might talk about the big SpaceX IPO and volatility in the markets. But it's volatile. The Dow Jones is down about 20 points, 50,768. The S&P 500, 7339, it's down just under 1%, 67 points. The Nasdaq's been all over the shop. At one stage, it was almost down 3%. It's rallied back. It's only down about 1.5% now, 366 points lower, 25,563. The FTSE 100, yesterday fell 1.4%, 145 points, 10,227. The Nikkei gained over 2% yesterday, up 1,392 points, 65,416. The Chinese market, the Shanghai Composite, up 1.28%, 401 over the mark there. The Aussies yesterday, they lost about 0.25%, down 21 points, 8,604. The NZX 50 closed at 13,204. So it was a good day on the NZX 50. One Kiwi dollar, 0.5818 against the US, 0.8278 Aussie, 0.5039 against the euro, 0.4347 pounds, 93.29 Japanese yen. Gold is trading at $4,260, and people are getting a little bit optimistic about the Strait of Hormuz and more oil going through there. Brent crude has fallen, $91.72.
I'll take that. Hey, thank you, Andrew. Look after yourself and enjoy your trip to Field Days. It's Andrew Callagher, Shaw and Partners.